Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Captain Chip Wingo and myself in here.
Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, sir. And going to be another kind of a pretty day. I mean, they've been talking about thunder showers the past 2 days, but we haven't seen any.
We had them good out down in Palm Valley.
Did you?
Yeah.
We got about a 15-minute sprinkle yesterday.
We got some good rain.
I mean, you could walk through it and not even get wet. You know, it was like, really?
Yeah.
My yard just needs it so bad, you know.
I pulled the boat up and still had the deck plugs in. And, you know, went into the house, and I mean, it was hot. I was over it. I was going to wait and come back out and clean the boat. It started raining, and it rained and rained and rained and rained, didn't stop. Finally, I said, well, I'll just get it in the morning and clean it and back it up. When I got out there, there was probably 6 inches of water laying across inside it. I'm like, well, we'd clean the deck, you know, but, it came down pretty hard, you know, and the other morning it was raining in St. Augustine, and I'm sitting there looking down the ditch, and I'm like, it's beautiful here. Yeah. It was pouring down there. I'm like, well, run north, boys.
Yep. I guess it's just, you know, it was off and on different spots. I kept looking at radar, and it was like, oh, here comes a big patch.
Yeah.
And then it disappeared, you know.
You know, it's funny. I had a client on board this week, and he's looking at, you know, where my throttle handle is, and he goes, why do you have ski goggles on your handle there? I said, for rain. Or late in the evening, you know, I fished the other night or the other day. We fished from 1 till 9:30, the bugs, you know, when the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're horrendous when you're running 45 miles an hour or 40 miles an hour. So
one in the eyeball, can get you.
Or the tooth. No, but I don't smile when I run in the boat. But I'm like, yeah, they're awesome. And he's like, I never thought about that. And that I have two pairs. I have a clear pair and then I have an amber pair. And when it's raining, that amber pair just lights up everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see. And he's like, well, if I ever get caught in the rain, what do I do? I said, duck your head, you know. So, but it was an interesting week, Vic.
When I had that Carolina skiff, I had a bench seat across. It was a storage seat, went all the way across. And I had two swivel seats on it, you know, one on each side. Of course, I didn't have one in the middle where I stood, you know. And we're coming back. We were bull redfish fishing one day at Dane's Point, and here comes a storm, you know. And I'm like, yeah, we got to go. And all of a sudden, guy gets a fish on. I was like, okay, we get this fish in, we got to go. So I pulled all the other rods up, you know, getting ready to go, getting the fish in. That storm just moved from, like, Mill Cove right across the river. And it was between us and the boat ramp. I said, we just got to go, man. I said, because it ain't no telling how big it is, you know. And back then, I didn't have radar on the phone. You know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, we take off and go. Starts hailing.
Oh, goodness.
And the guys was like, oh, no, what are we doing? Ow, 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 ow.
Ow, ow.
So I got him to get behind the storage seat and hold the seat still so it won't swivel. And that way the seat's blocked down. And I stood behind the windshield, but I had my hand on the throttle. And one of the hailstones come right between the windshield and the grab rail and hit my little finger.
Yeah.
I thought it broke it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how hard it was coming down. I was like, man, I said, from now on, no hailstorms.
Yeah. You know, it's funny nowadays with our phones. I have one that gives me the alert for lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, you get an alert or you see the black and you start looking at it. And it seems like if you're always fishing up towards Mill Cove, it's going to wrap around and create a sea and get you no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it runs right along the edge of that river and finally it decides to cross it. But I've had it happen running back to Beach Boulevard. And just you get right around the corner from Atlantic Boulevard and then it breaks loose. And it's,
oh, man.
You know, it's only, what, a mile and a half down, but it's the worst mile and a half, you know. That's the day. One of those was the day I came up. I had my clients on board. I mean, it was bad. Lightning was going crazy. I'd put all the rods underneath the gunnel. And, you know, it's a regular client. And I said, look, you know, just go get in your car. And then, you know, when I get the boat in, we'll go back and forth on the phone and we'll do your credit card. So I pull up and get them off, and I take off running and get back down and put the boat on the trailer, and I just take off, you know. And I get to the light, and I hear pop, 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 pop. And I was like, what is that? My motor was still running.
Oh, my
I had
goodness.
Pushed it up on the boat and, you know,
yeah.
trimmed it up. It didn't shut it off. It just took
man.
Off. And this was back in the days of two strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laughing because I'm all freaked out now thinking I've just ruined my motor.
Oh, yeah.
Never had an issue out of the motor.
Really, man?
Yeah, it went from Beach Boulevard ramp around the corner past Rick's up to, or back then it was Seafood Ladies, up to the light, you know, and I'm hearing that pop. I got out and shook my head. I was like, yeah, that was smart, you know. But, the lighting was that bad. All I wanted to do was be inside that truck. Like, that truck's not that much of a you know, cover for lightning anyway, but it was like I just felt safer in there.
Get in there and rolling windows up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you. That's one of the things I hate the worst, I think, on the water is lightning. But a hailstorm's pretty bad, but that lightning, it won't just hurt. You know, it'll kill you. So.
Yeah. We get a lot of it here, too.
Yeah. And, you know, the lightning, they say, you know, the worst two things you can do is play golf or fish in the lightning. So that's the worst two things. Well, you know, it's so dangerous. I just can't stand it. And, you know, I feel for these guys that do the commercial crabbing because – I mean, they just stay out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've got, they don't make it, you know, a lot of money. So they just stay out there and keep doing the traps. And I'm thinking, oh, not me.
Yeah, I get it.
No, not me.
I mean, especially running the river, you know, as far as they run for their trap lines, or their trap lines. Yeah. I almost thought I said trot lines, but their trap lines, you know, it's funny. It's like you'll be out fishing and the crabbers, you know, are working their lines. And you'll be close to it. Your client's like, are they really going to run that close to us? I'm like, his trap is 20 yards away. This is his water too, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I've been asking him lately how the crabbing's been.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are telling me, you know, a lot of times when you get heavy boat traffic, like a busy weekend, they shut down. It's like, you know, they bury up in the mud or something like that. And I've asked them how it's been going. And, you know, last year was a horrible year. You know, it seemed like those guys were always talking about how slow it was.
And then sometimes they get like a whole lot of sponge crabs, which they, you know, for those of you who don't know, that's just crabs with a lot of eggs on them.
Yep.
And you're not allowed to have those in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't keep those. Even if you are fishing and you catch one, you know, want to use it for bait, you can't do that with eggs on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a hard way to make a living to begin with, you know, and.
It's a lot of work.
I tell you what would drive me nuts about doing is the birds that follow you around.
Yeah.
I watch those birds just follow them around. You see them sitting on their boat.
And, yeah.
You know, they're all over the place. It's like sometimes when they come by, there'll be a young bird that'll hang out by your boat for a while. And every time you cast, he like flies over. I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, really?
You know, let's go.
Not going to give you anything, so you might as well leave.
Yeah, all right. Oh, that's funny. I tell you what we did. It's funny. This week we had... We're throwing hard baits, you know, bomber long A's, throwing some of the X-Wraps and things of that nature. Hard head catfish and sail cats were slamming them.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, you know, and then we go to a spot to, you know, at the end of the day, Wednesday, and there's tarpon rolling. And I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, here we go. Because the day before we'd had a couple bites, a couple jumps, and the guy pitches perfect. Free line live shrimp right on top of it. And what do we catch? A big sail cat.
Oh, man.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I was going to change the name of my business to fishduhcats.com, you know. So.
We're going to have to change one or two words.
Yeah, right?
I mean, two letters, FL. You know?
But, yeah, it's been crazy. Lots of sharks, too. Lots of sharks.
Yeah, I imagine that's we're going to have that until probably 1st of November.
Yeah.
You know. Give us a call, 222-8255. I forgot the number. We've only done this, what, 13 years?
Call Leon Dana at 825-2285.
And we got Lauren with us today. She's her producer. So good morning, Lauren. Anyway, give us a call, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you. Safe Harbor Seafood. Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried. Or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood. Located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Captain Leon on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Come on, I want to piece you.
Leon?
Come on, I want to catfish you.
Yeah, come on, I want to catfish you.
Oh, there you are. Okay. It was awful quiet for a minute, but I guess you were away from the phone a little bit.
I'm here, my brother.
I thought you were off today.
I have a special get out this morning to go fishing with Marvin.
Oh, that's right, with Marvin and his daughter.
Yeah. That's right.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, you know, my God. You know this is going to be fun. I can't wait to do this.
How old is she, five?
She's six.
Six, okay.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have your hands full, huh?
Oh, she'll probably be a rocket. He had one yesterday that was unbelievable. That kid could fish
way
yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Vic, I had a five-year-old in the boat that could probably outfish most teenagers.
Yeah.
I mean, this a prodigy. I mean, the kid, his family lives in Kona. They run a big sport fish boat, right?
Sure. Yeah, they have a sport fishing business.
Right. So this kid, at his age, is already blue water fishing.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, yeah. And I mean, this kid can flat out cast, fish, retrieve the whole 9 yards at the age of five.
You know, whenever you see one like that, it's just that you know they're natural.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, he was funny too. What's that?
Oh, my. He was adorable. They said all the locals called this little kid the white coconut.
The white coconut.
He's just got white hair, you know, brown as can be, and just a little white mop hair, you know, and he's just fishing his heart out, man. So,
yeah, that was a good day. You guys got on him good right there at the end.
Thanks to Corey, we did.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What are you?
I was sitting there.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, we had a good bite at high dropping water. And once it got to low, being it was Friday, the valley got a lot busier. And a couple choice spots that I wanted to hit, I was unable to do. Plus, it got a little lower than I expected, so I couldn't go to a couple select creeks that I wanted to fish. So I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs to what my next attack is. Then I get the phone call, and whenever I get a phone call from Chip or Corey, they go, "Where are you?" I know the next words are going to be, "You need to be here." So I got that exact phone call from Corey. He goes, "You need to be here now." So we hammered down and got there. And thanks to Corey, Corey was having trouble catching an underslot fish.
Yeah, he goes from having you know, a tough week to breaking down, no trolling motor, you know, and just a power pole, and ends up having one of the best days he's had in a while.
Yeah.
So he called me, Leon, and said, "I'm going to sit right off this point and wait for him to come out." And they power pulled down, and then you're right, they couldn't catch a legal fish for a while. Then they finally caught three legals after all the big ones.
Yeah. What a horrible problem to have.
Yeah, right?
I'm sitting 100 yards away from them, and it sounds like Mardi Gras in their boat as they're hooting and hollering, doubling up. I'm like, all right, this can only last so long. This fish got to come up to me eventually.
Right. Well, that guy, Art, that fishes with him, he's a hardcore fisherman, and, you know, he's a good guy, and I'm glad they stroked him yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. You always want to see that. And that's a nice school of fish that we're on currently down here.
Would you catch him?
With a 20. You know, yesterday I caught him a cut mullet myself. Corey was getting them on jigs and mud minnows and popping corks and mud minnows. And I couldn't get them to eat the mud minnows, but as soon as I caught a mullet and cut it in half, it didn't last a minute.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
They went after it hard.
You know, it's funny, Leon, we have to carry so much different style baits down there to get the fish to bite. With shrimp, you got to have crab, you got to have mud minnows, sometimes mullet, you know, sometimes little pogies. You know, it's till you figure out what they want to eat.
And then when you find out, by golly, they're turned on.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sometimes you think it's like having a little five-year-old at the dinner table. Eat this. No. Eat this. No. Eat this. No. I want mac and cheese.
There you go. I was going to say mac and cheese. Boom. Fish on.
Exactly. Fish on. So you just got to be, clever down here.
What you going after today?
You know, I'm going to go back to the same spot. I know these fish are in this big area, at high water. And, I'm going to send them back up out there with some popping corks. Let her watch the popping corks as it drifts out of the creek mouth. And, I'll probably put two or three, chunks of blue crab up against the grass also. So, you know, she's watching the float while we got some dead sticks out there. And I know that'll work.
I always love watching a float go down.
Oh,
there's nothing like it.
Like 8 to 80. I don't care what their age is.
Yeah.
When a popping cork goes down, you still the hair on the back of your neck comes up. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Yep.
You know, Leon, I was throwing the shrimp unweighted this week on the popping cork. And doing really well. You could see the shrimp come up to the surface before it get hit.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh,
that was pretty cool. You know, see the cork just slowly swimming away. The shrimp swimming the cork away. You're like, there he goes.
And then you see him flip out of the water. And it's like, one of the times he goes down, the float goes down with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always tell my clients, whenever you see a shrimp on the surface, something very bad is happening underneath.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no reason for that shrimp to be in the air. Okay. Yeah.
What I hate is whenever they do that and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Did he get him off? You know, what happened? You leave it out there and leave
what
it out
happened?
There. You reel it back in. It's like the fish just gave up on it. It was like it was too much trouble or something, you know?
Yeah.
And there, you know, maybe the fish just swam by and the shrimp just flipped and he didn't see it, but I doubt that. But I think it's when that shrimp jumps out of the water like that, sometimes they just give up on him.
I agree that can happen, but there's nothing better than seeing that big boil and you go, oh yeah, come back for a big boy.
Yep.
You know you want it. That's a good feeling.
Well, you know, Leon uses crab on the popping corks too. Hmm. That actually works pretty good to get your clients to let them to eat it, you know. Sometimes they want to move it too quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you watch the cork and you got plenty of slack and he'll eat it and go off.
Yeah, I like that. I've done that with sheep's head up against the grass mm-hmm. behind the oyster beds. And sheep head will eat that crab too like that.
Leon, you still using 1,000 size reels?
No, I upped them to 2,000.
Did you?
I just like the higher spool capacity.
Yeah.
It's the same size reel as a 1,000. It just has a larger spool.
Yeah.
And that's come in handy a few times. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. You get them big old reds on there? Yeah. They'll spool it if you ain't careful.
Well, that little kid yesterday, you know, being a 5-year-old, I broke out the little 500 size reels with, 2 to 4 pound test rods because, I mean, they fit in their hands better. And he was catching 25 and a half, 26 and a half inch reds on that little reel.
Yeah.
I mean, he was smoking them with that little rod, and that reel was screaming bloody murder.
You got to love it. You got to love it.
Yes, sir. Well, let me let you go. I'm at the gate. I'm about to load up and put in.
Okay.
Go get on them, Leon.
Appreciate the call, man. All right. Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Send us a photo of the first one.
Yeah, send us a photo.
You got it.
All right, buddy.
All right. And my phone number is
904-614-4989. You caught me before that, but I'm going to tell it even when you get off the phone. His real phone number is 591-8906. That's 591-8906. Give Captain Leon a call. Appreciate it, Leon. He's a nut.
Yeah, he does that all the time. It's pretty funny.
Besides that, you also want to keep that number Leon gave out because that's Captain Chip Wingo's number. 614-4989. So, you know, give either one of them a call.
We always have fun doing stuff like that.
Yep.
We play jokes on each other a lot down at the ramp. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to be on your trailer. You never know what's going to be in your truck.
Stuck on the windshield.
You know,
I remember that one.
The poor people that come into Palm Valley outdoors for lunch after we finish the charter, we're all sitting over the bar eating lunch.
Mm.
It's pretty enlightening. I love that place though. We have so much fun down there. You know, it's just always, you know, there's Corey and Leon and I charter together a lot or work together a lot. And, you know, it's always fun to be down there. Those two nuts.
But, well, they generally have the bait you're looking for.
Oh, you know, every single time.
Yeah.
You know, and their bait's always good. I cannot remember the last time that we ran out of bait down there. I mean, they have good bait. They have great tackle in their store. You know, the kids are good that work there. You know, Austin is the main guy that we deal with down there. He's the early guy, so he's got to deal with us right at the crack of dawn or before dawn. You know, and they carry plenty of fish bites. They carry all kinds of artificials, hard baits. They've got rods, reels, they've got everything you need. So it's nice, and it doesn't hurt that it's 2.6 miles from my house. So,
wow.
You know, I'm kind of spoiled when it comes to that.
I bet, man.
I mean, if I get somebody who wants to go out to Beach Boulevard, I run to Beach Boulevard.
Yeah, how far is that from?
I think I want to say it's about 7 miles, you know. But I look at the water on the way down.
Yeah.
You know, kind of figure out I might want to run back this way, and, you know, it's a nice little run in the morning.
It's 29 miles from my house to the boat ramp. 29, one way, 29 miles.
Ouch.
But I've been doing it a long time, so, you know, it's not really bad. But
early still, in the morning, it's not bad.
But still, I mean, that's a lot of gas pulling the trailer every day.
That it is.
You know, 60 miles a day. Give us a call, 222-8255. And also, we've got a list here of, you know, Father's Day's coming up. And if you have a blank mind about what to get your significant other for Father's Day, we're going to go over some of that stuff. So give us a call, 222-8255. We'll be back after this.
Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decade-old ban on assault weapons, ruling it violates a constitutional right to bear arms. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez of San Diego ruled on Friday the state's definition of illegal military-style rifles unlawfully deprives law-abiding Californians of weapons commonly allowed in most other states. California first restricted so-called assault weapons in 1989 with multiple updates to the law since that time. Experts are investigating after the computer systems of two Central Florida hospitals showed signs of unusual activity. News outlets report that the Villages Regional Hospital and UF Health Leesburg Hospital shut down multiple systems to protect patient information during the event, which occurred on Monday night. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 180 points. This is SRN News.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
Hey everybody, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. As you all know, time slips away. One day you turn around and that new truck of yours is 10 years old. How old is your roof? 2006 was 15 years ago, and that's about the life expectancy of a roof, especially here in Florida. Call SNC Square Roofing today and let them get up there and inspect that roof. Ask about their in-house financing. Don't let time slip away when it comes to your roof, and don't just call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing. Roofing with integrity. 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. Talk radio. WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
For your Friday night, mostly cloudy. Expect a low about 70. Saturday will start the weekend partly sunny with a chance of afternoon showers, maybe a thunderstorm. High 88. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Low about 70. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 87. And Monday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 89.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in again. And, I want to let everybody know, we were just talking about it off the air, but the snapper season this year, at least it's going to be like the weekend before the Kingfish Tournament.
Yeah.
Not during, like they did, I think, last year. But anyway, it's only going to be 3 days this year, 9, 10, and 11. And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of July, July 9, 10, and 11. And they say the reason they've shortened it 1 day less than it was last year was because the catch, there was too many caught last year, like they really know. But that was the reason that they dropped it one more day so that they would stay under there.
So commercial season goes through January?
Let me see.
I think I saw that through January.
Yeah, I've got it right here. I was looking at it. And let's see. July the 12th, and we'll close on January the 1st, unless the commercial annual catch limit is met, you know. But July the 12th through January the 1st. That's ridiculous. I mean, I don't begrudge anyone making a living. But we all know, I mean, everybody's listening out there and all, we all know that there's so many snapper out there that, I mean, my gosh, you're going to hold recreational anglers to 3 days, you know, and let commercial guys do it 5.5 months. I mean, really, you know.
I just don't understand how it's been closed so long.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many. The population has grown so much, and they're still saying they're overfished. I mean, that's just, it's, you know, that's just so crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't even, when they put the moratorium on redfish, it didn't last that long.
Mm.
You know,
no.
It's, I don't know. I don't understand where their data is coming from.
That was 1986 to 1988. And I don't think it was a full 2 years. I think it was short a few months of being a full 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, that you couldn't keep the redfish. And then, of course, we had a 3 month closed season. Remember that?
Yeah.
March, April, May. They thought they spawned during that time.
When they
show you what, you
pile know, in October in the inlets. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
They thought they spawned March, April, May, which is totally wrong, you know. But that's what their ideas were back then, you know. So, when they finally realized that they, you know, spawn in the wintertime and you know, plus it's not, you know, legal size slot fish that are spawning anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're 30 inches and more.
All the oversized fish are the ones that spawn.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, but, you know, I mean, they say that a male, you know, the males start spawning around 28, 29 inches. You know, that's why they have the 27 limit on it. And I think the females are 30, 31, something like that and above. Inches. So, but anyway, you know, that's, like you say, it wasn't that long. And then they bounced back and we saw that because, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, you couldn't hardly find a redfish, mm-hmm. you know? And, so anyway, now the snapper, I mean, it's just so crazy. Let's get, David on the phone. Morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I went to Nassau Sound Bridge last Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
Low tide about 6 o'clock and put half a spot out on my circle hook and caught me a 6-foot blacktail.
Oh, nice. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pulled it up on the bridge, filleted it, put it in my cooler, kept one peck fin and the anal fin to prove that it was a black tip.
Yeah.
Went to the parking lot, you know, come home, cleaned it all up, put it in the freezer, and a friend of mine said, well, I'd like to go. I said, well, let's go Saturday. So we go out there, and he caught about a 3-foot Atlantic shark nose. And since it was early, we decided to throw it back. We could have kept it, but he wanted to catch a bigger one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what their limit was. I know most of the limits are 54 inches to the fork, but go ahead.
On the spinner, there's no limit on black tip. But there
yeah,
is
not on black tip, yeah.
On spinner. So about 8 o'clock, officer in a brown uniform came up and informed us that the park would be closing at sundown.
Hmm. And that's the bridge, you mean? You're fishing on the bridge?
Nassau Sound Bridge, yes. Hmm. I mean, the sign has been up park closes at sundown for over a year. And talking to him, he said, well, we had an inspection, and they found out that we weren't closing the park.
So now they're making sure that the park gets closed
at sundown. I mean, yeah. I haven't been back out there, and with all my working time in the sun, I like to fish at night.
Yeah. Well, undoubtedly, I mean, you know, Hanna Park closes down. I guess about probably one of the places you could go fishing at night like that is Fort George Inlet.
Yes, sir.
You could do that, and, you know, it's not a park right there, unless you're on the north side, you know. But then again, you know, they get that little parking lot on the north side of Fort George Inlet, and I guess it's supposed to be closed because it's part of the state park. But you know, if you park there under the bridge or whatever, I mean, you could fish there. I'm not sure where else you could park, except for like on the south end of Sawpit Creek, you know, the south end of the bridge is there.
Yeah.
At Nassau. And I'm guessing you could pull off there and fish at night, you know, as long as you're not, I mean, I guess that's part of Tyrod Island Park too, but I don't know that they would.
Is Alamakani closed at night?
I don't know.
Yeah. Cause I used to catch a lot of sharks there.
Hmm.
I mean, right there, or, you know, that little sand bank you can launch boats at. I used to catch a lot of them right there.
And like, say, under the bridge right there, I mean, that's plenty of place to park in there usually. And that's kind of a little deeper water. I mean, I see redfish and black drum and all that caught in there, whiting and all. So I would imagine the sharks come through there pretty good, especially if you got an outgoing tide, you know.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You put a bloody bait out there, I'm sure that you're going to get some sharks out of there.
Well, right past the bridge where all those rocks are on the east side,
yeah,
I see guys fishing there a lot, and there's a ton of them over there in that groove that runs out. I used to fish my kayak in there a lot for tarpon, and we'd catch sharks while you're tarpon fishing a lot, especially on an incoming tide when the water's rolling over that bar across from you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a ton of redfish up and down those rocks, too.
So as far as that goes, David, I mean, if you, you know, when you're out there, of course, early in the morning like that, because you were talking about being out there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night.
Low tide, whenever that is.
And yeah.
That's about every other week for me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so unfortunately, I just didn't know they would close down the bridge itself. You know,
they were even running people off the beach.
Oh yeah, because I guess that's part of the park, you know. So that seems kind of crazy to run them off the beach, but I guess, you know, that's part of the park. So I didn't know they were doing that though. I'm glad you're telling me in case somebody, you know, wants to know.
They just started.
Yeah,
I haven't been back out there.
But try that at Fort George Inlet. See if you know where we're talking about. Of course, right on the south end of the bridge.
Yes, sir.
By Huguenot Park.
Right.
Yeah. And I've trout fished up in that, you know, the flats area, what we call the flats area, that little bay area there in Huguenot Park, which is part of Fort George Inlet. And I've seen some pretty good, even though, you know, people swim in there and let their kids swim, I've seen some pretty good sharks in there while we're trout fishing.
Oh, yeah.
They're just cruising around in there for the mullet and for the trout and whatever else I guess they can get, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing how many big sharks are up in the river, in the intercoastal.
Yeah.
You know.
And like that, where people swim at, you know, they don't ever see them because they're down low in the water.
Yeah. Know? Well, there's... when that bait's pushing, so are they.
You know,
they're there for a reason. So
give that a try, David, and let us know how you do.
Yes, sir, I will.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'd be interested to hear that. But sorry they're running you off from there, but I guess since they've had that sign up for a while, I guess now they're going to start enforcing it. But it could be like everything else. You know, they could enforce it for a while, and then, you know, 6 months from now, you might be able to stay out there again. Who knows? Did they have a fence or something they closed down across the bridge?
Well, when I got to the parking lot, it was 8:22, like 10 minutes before sunset, and I left.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate the call. And let us know how you do in Fort George Inlet if you get a chance to go there.
All right,
sir. Thank you, now.
There's no
middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag. Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. Thanks for keeping us tuned in. And like I say, when we come back on the next break, we're going to go over a little bit of Father's Day list here and see if we can help you out on picking out a Father's Day present. But right now, let's get Mr. Bill on. Morning, Bill.
Man, you guys, morning. You guys are cranking out the good information today.
We're good.
I got some good information for you, too, on a place called the Boat Doctor.
Hey, I'll have my fiberglass Tuesday.
Awesome.
Oh, good. Would you have to order it through? Who'd you order it through?
I can't even tell you what the name of it is. There's a guy online. He's like, you know, and I've done fiberglass since I was in my teens, but very sporadically. So I'm certainly not a fiberglass expert.
Yeah.
But this guy does videos on, you know, YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. So I bought it from his company, just actually a tribute to him, and it was about the same price, maybe a little bit cheaper. But I'm looking forward to getting that done, getting a new trailer.
Oh, good.
Really looking forward to that, so I don't have to stand by the side of the road and give him my, hey, mister, can you help me face, because, you know, I saved that for the long tramp.
Did you find a trailer yet?
No. In fact, I wanted to ask you guys about that. I'm going to go see Wilson today. You know, he makes trailers, but I don't know if that's the right way.
Did we lose you?
Uh-oh, Bill.
Lost you there, Bill.
You must hit the wrong button with your cheek.
I've done that a bunch of times.
Because it's knocked you right off there. There he is. He's calling back. Let's get him back on there. I'll get him on there. Bill? Hey, Bill?
Was it something I said?
No. I got him, Tom. I answered him, Tom. No, I guess you hit it with your cheek or something. It just, you know, maybe you hung up on us. I didn't touch the buttons.
You must have been censored.
Sure. But anyway.
So, yeah, I was going to Wilson's because he did such a great job when he fixed my trailer. Seemed to be a pretty nice guy. Don't know if that's enough to make me buy something from him, but I'm going to go there today and see what he's got.
Yeah. Well, and he might have, I don't know, you know, how trailer places them. Run, but, I mean, he might have a used one also, you know, I mean,
nobody does.
Okay. Yeah. They're pretty, probably pretty hard to find. That's why I was wondering if you'd found one yet.
No, they look like mine.
Oh yeah.
You know, hopefully I can sell my trailer for $300 to $500. I mean, it still goes down the road, but I don't know how long.
No, at least that'll give you a little bit off on the new one.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, where do you live? Not exactly, but what area of town?
South Side.
Okay. There's also Advanced Trailer on Phillips Highway.
Yeah.
I
spoke with them. They're not open today.
I gotcha. They're a great place to deal with.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Since Fat Cat's doing just mobile stuff now, I've been going over there and getting stuff from him. I looked at a trailer the other day.
And actually, I bought some cross members from there, aluminum cross members from my other trailer. I had my Carolina Skiff. I had to replace a couple of those, and they were real reasonable over there.
Yeah,
That's why I bought them there.
Nice.
Well, his price was $600 or $700 cheaper than Wilson, but I don't know what I'm looking at. Am I looking at 2x4 beams or, you know, big pieces of Cypress or you know, I don't know. He did stainless steel, all aluminum for sure. But after that, I don't know. So I got to go look.
Yeah.
He's worth a check, you know, unless you're in a big hurry. Good. So, I mean,
my boat's got a hole in it, size of my head.
I didn't go there.
He wasn't going to give you a problem about that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to give you a hard time today. So,
Well, when you get your fiberglass in, what are you going to do? You're going to try to fill the. I mean, that foam that you got in there is drying out. Of course, it's got to be.
It's dry. It was only wet on the bottom. It was
so it's not
held up.
So it hasn't deteriorated, like started falling out or anything, right?
No, I expected it to be powder, but it's not.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So then, so when you're putting your fiberglass, how many layers of cloth are you planning on putting on there? Or are you just going to play it by ear?
I'm guessing it's going to probably take 7. I mean, that fiberglass is thick.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it the way it needs to be done.
Yeah. And then you're going to get some gel coat and put over that?
Yep.
Okay. Good
deal. I'm going to gel coat the keel, too, because the keel is down to the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to put one of those keel guards on there afterwards, too.
Really?
Yeah, the little strips, that adhesive strips that go on, they work pretty good.
How do they, what do you do, glue them on, epoxy them on? How do they do
that? They have adhesive on them. Yeah. You just clean it real good with alcohol.
Yeah, and then they'll stick. You just pull the stripping off and stick it on there.
Huh.
And it's flexible enough to kind of, you know, it'll form to the boat that you're putting it on.
Huh. You don't have to heat it or anything to...
Nope.
No.
They work great for protecting boats, you know, especially if you fish shallow water and you bump the bottom or whatever, which if you're not bumping the bottom in North Florida, you're not fishing the right spots.
No, I think he's bumped the bottom. Well,
I didn't go there, Vic. I didn't go there.
Yeah, I've been known to bump the bottom going 40.
Might have been what
sandbar, thank God.
You've been fishing with Leon?
That might have been what happened to the crack in the boat.
No, well, I don't think so. I mean, but who knows?
Yeah.
It looks more like an oyster, something hard.
Yeah.
That's not a sandbar.
That would be the bottom. You'd be surprised how hard sand is when you hit it at 40, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know you stop fast.
Yeah, right.
You can't get the motor up fast enough, that's for sure.
No. That tilt and trim doesn't raise it that quick.
No.
Neither will the jack plate.
I'm going to do some other stuff. I'm 65 years old. I know I don't look it, but you. And,
uh-oh.
What's that?
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm 65. This is going to be my last boat, probably. So I'm going to fix it up and go with it.
Well, that's it. That's good. You know, once you fix it up, you'll know what that area is like. So, you'll have it sealed up. And then, I mean, yeah. Are you, when you put fiberglass, as far as I'm concerned, when you put that fiberglass on it, it's not like repairing something, with a different type of material. That fiberglass will seal real good. And so I was thinking you might want to leave that top part, open so you can make sure that there's nothing coming into your foam. But actually, if you're going to go fishing, you probably do want to close that up too.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to, like I said, I got some extra gel coat, so I'm going to work on the bottom a little bit. I'm going to put in, I put those 8-foot strip lights down under the gunnels, and they were fantastic for like netting fish and in the creeks at night and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to do more fishing, but those things were useless in saltwater because they only last about 9 months to a year, and then they start to go out because they say they're waterproof, and they're not.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change that. I'm going to get some Lumitech Newts, which are the brightest single LED light bulb you can buy. I have them on the inside of the boat. I'll put two of those on each side of the clear of the gunnel so you can see fish and stuff.
Yeah.
Since I have, an autopilot feature where I just push the button and the boat drives itself, I want to do some creek fishing at night.
You're talking about with a trolling motor.
Yeah, with the trolling motor.
I was like, wait. You've got an autopilot, and you're wondering why there's a hole in your boat?
That's why I thought I'd crank that. People be like, how do you get an autopilot on a creek boat?
Yeah, right? That'd be called your buddy with a paddle. Oh, man.
You have to have one with good sensors so it'll sense those oysters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to do that. And, the boat's in pretty functional. It's not pretty. I'm not going to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but it's going to run, and I'll be catching a fish or two back on the Blennies with a vengeance.
Well, like you say, if this planning on being your last boat, I mean, once you get a little older, you're probably not going to want to buy another one, start over,
Right.
So, well, I'm looking for
And I wanted to ask...
Okay.
I wanted to ask you guys about those corks that are, you can slip cork or use them as a float cork.
Yeah,
where do I get them?
I'll get a copy of it and send it to Vic, and he can send it to you.
I'll do that.
All right.
Okay, Bill.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, man. And I hope you get it. Get it going good.
Oh, I'll get it.
You are cranking that motor now and then, aren't you?
Once, and it's been, months. Once in months.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, turn it back and forth. The reason I say that, you don't want the steering to freeze up either. After being in salt water, you leave it for a month or two, So turn the motor back and forth. Thanks, Bill. Talk to you later.
Bye.
222-8255. Give us a call.